You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for another spooky film review. Today, Alan Russell and I, Amelia Hilton, will be reviewing the 1988 horror comedy Beetlejuice. This film follows the spirits of a deceased couple who are harassed by an unbearable family that has moved into their home, and they hire a malicious spirit to drive them out.
Beetlegeist, the bio-exorcist. Troubled by the living, is death a problem and not the solution? Unhappy with eternity, having difficulty adjusting? Call Beetlegeist.
That's it? There's no number or instructions?
Nothing. The bio-exorcist. I don't get it.
How are you doing today?
Good, yes. All ready to go after watching Beetlejuice for the very first time.
Okay, so this was your first watch. Mm. It was mine as well. I'd never seen it before. So let's start with what you liked about the film.
I think when I saw it was a Tim Burton film, I thought, oh, Tim Burton and family viewing. This is going to be different.
I think it was a 15 I saw. Yeah, I think it is, because it is very dark in parts.
Tim Burton, you know, if you think of some of the stuff he's been involved in, including things like The Nightmare Before Christmas, I wasn't quite sure what to expect, because I heard it was supposed to be a bit of a comedy, a bit lighthearted, and I thought, no, Tim Burton in this, there's going to be a bit more to it. It probably isn't a movie that I would go out of my way to the cinema to see. Mm-hmm. It was fun. There's some great humour in it, and there's some great Tim Burton stuff, as you'd expect in it, some macabre and some dark stuff in there for you as well.
We'll get onto the AD later on, but I think it was more some of the subtle things, like the ways that people had died and how their bodies were still presented, I feel like was really, really dark. I tend to struggle a bit with Tim Burton because he's very creative and the characters are really creative, but there's just a lot going on, a lot of like very odd, unexplained things happening. But I did like Winona Ryder's character a lot. I thought she was a lot of fun, the sort of goth teenager.
Oh, fantastic. so good. And it is quite a pacey film. Mm. It's quite rapid. It actually finished before I thought it was due to finish.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite quick. You do have to concentrate on it as well. And, you know, for all there's a lot of fun in there and there's some spooky stuff, you have to kind of concentrate a little bit because, do jam in a lot into that. I don't know how long it was, but it seemed pretty quick to me.
Yeah, and Michael Keaton's character as well, he plays Beetlejuice, is just so strange and so hard to... It's a great character. It's really, like, interesting and imaginative, but it's... I found the scenes with him not hard to follow, but just very strange.
It's anarchic, the character, I thought, as well. You know, really rapid, really funny. And from the audio description, you know, he looks wild through it, and you know, some of the special effects that go on with his character especially. I loved the character. I loved the fun. I loved some of the lines that he came away with. It was almost like rambling sometimes, but really good. It kind of reminded me of, there's a film called Drop Dead Fred with Rick Mayall, and it's a bit like his character, totally out there, but a lot of fun.
Was there anything that you didn't enjoy about the film?
It wrapped up really fast.
Yeah.
At the end, I thought it flowed, you know, quickly, but not too fast. But the end just seemed to come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, we're almost out of time. Let's wrap up now. Bang, done. And I found that a bit odd because I was thinking, is that it finished? I wouldn't say there was anything I disliked about it. Yeah, it is good. It was probably better than I expected. I do kind of like some of Tim Burton stuff, but you have to kind of concentrate because, as you said, it can be really artistic and can that get lost in the storyline. I think this kind of dovetailed really well with this kind of story, though.
Yeah, I think the sandworms, some of the like afterworld elements, I think in some ways it's meant to be there because the main characters, when they die, they don't really understand what's happening and what they're supposed to do as dead people because it's not how they expect, and I guess you're sort of meant to go along with that as well. And some of the effects were really good. I think it won an Oscar for its makeup. If you imagine any grotesque way people can die, they were represented in this movie. And I particularly liked, I think, there was someone who seemed to have been run over by a car.
Oh, yeah.
And a man who had tyre marks. He was sort of flattened and had tyre marks.
And there was the guy who seemed to have been, like, burned alive or something in it.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a football team who'd all died in it. There was skeletons at typewriters and stuff like that. Really imaginative.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, really imaginative. And like I said, the audio description, again, it did paint a really good picture of the environment, which is a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
sort of corridors and doors and windows and things that are there and all the strange spooky stuff. But those characters that they're in the waiting room and things like that, or the afterlife bit, they were really well described.
Nice.
So I didn't feel that I missed anything.
Barbara nearly trips over a shark that is attached to a man's leg. On a couch is a pale-faced woman. She's been sawn in half. A fat man has a large bone wedged in his throat. Barbara gawps.
I have a fun piece of trivia about the title of the movie. Uh-huh. So the Warner Bros. Executives didn't like the name Beetlejuice, even though I think it's a great name for a movie.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and they wanted to call it House Ghosts, which is very boring. So Tim Burton said, why don't we call it Scared Sheetless? And they were actually considering it, Warner Bros.
I like that.
Yeah, and I think he was horrified because he thought it was just kind of
a joke.
Oh, he was
trying to wind them up.
Yeah, and then they were actually considering it.
Oh, that would have worked so well. It was only when... Because I've never watched the film, didn't really know much about it, and I was expecting Beetlejuice, the spelling of it, to be as it sounds.
No, I think that was another fun detail where it was, I guess, like Tim Burton's very good for his world building, but Beetlejuice, his actual name wasn't spelt.
As you would think, like Beetle and Juice.
Yeah, and then he mimed it to a character.
Yeah, and it is a beetle and it's Juice.
Yeah, well, that was another thing I didn't understand. Yeah. I think that there were lots of rules. I imagine there was probably like a longer cut where lots more things were explained, but there were like rules about how the dead people could or couldn't interact with humans that just didn't make any sense to me. Well, Alan, what would you rate it out of 5 stars?
Oh, I think I'd maybe give maybe 3.5 pumpkins.
Oh, 3.5 pumpkins. Yeah. Okay. I think I'm going to give it a 2.5. I was not as big a fan, but there were bits about it I liked a lot, but it's definitely not my favourite Tim Burton movie.
No, not mine either.
Well, maybe we should go and get carving/eating some of those pumpkins. But thank you very much for joining me for these film reviews, Alan.
Loved it.
And we'll be back with another film review soon. But for now, have a very, very happy Halloween. And make sure, if you say the name Beetlejuice, that you don't say it 3 times.
It's him. Beetlejuice.
Go ahead, Barbara, say it.
Beetlejuice.